Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Once again, this is Dr. Barton with The Truth in Medical Healing. We're off to a little bit of a late start today, folks, and we have a lot to cover. And if you want to really be healthy and have loads of energy, like me, listen carefully, okay? And I'm sure that I'm the oldest one listening to the show. I'm doing this show, and I'm also the oldest person listening to this show. And I'm willing to bet any amount of money that there's nobody like me that has all the energy that I have, that I know. I don't get sick, I don't get colds, I don't get all kinds of plagues, nothing. Because my punishment is that I have to keep on working. Working, my work is I teach people how to be healthy. We also do I have a medical diagnostic company where we do special diagnostics to determine if people are having problems with their metabolism, things of that sort. And let's talk a little bit first about why we say that this is, first of all, we're on, for folks, we're on what's called Blog, B-L-O-G, excuse me, Blog Talk Radio. And it's a worldwide internet radio, so people can, as they surf the net, they can hear the show, they can tune into it, so forth and so on. And that's what it is. And I've been doing this show for about, I don't know, how many years, a lot of years, every Friday at 12 noon Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Pacific Time. And we're going to be talking about certain things that happened like years ago. Quick example right now as to in 1922, prior to the year 1922, anybody that had diabetes and went to the hospital or whatever, they put him out into a ward and leave him alone because they were going to die anyhow. Then Eli Lilly Company discovered something that would actually be able to let that diabetic live their normal lives. And what is it? Synthetic insulin, because people get diabetic because their pancreas is not producing enough insulin. So now Lilly Company discovered how, or invented how to actually give people injections of synthetic insulin. And guess what? That was 1922. This is now 2020. Oh, that'll be 100 years. Yeah. Anyhow, so Eli Lilly Company found that in synthetic insulin, so people that are diabetic can live their normal lives out for the most part. Just talking about that, on that particular plane, why do people get diabetes to begin with? Well, some people are born with a malfunction in the liver with regard to producing the right amount of the insulin. And then most people abuse their diet, they abuse their physical being. They don't do anything to care for themselves. They just live their lives out, and as they go through life, something gives way, some other kind of calamity, or they get arthritis and they get high blood pressure. And by the way, in America, the greatest country in the world, and I want to say just one thing. Goodbye, Donald. Go away already, for crying out loud. I really liked you for a while. I almost voted for you. You're a maniac. Get out. Sorry about that, folks. This is a political program. Okay, let's go back and talk about the fact that today, the third cause of death is a... What is the third cause of death? The cause of death is people don't live their lives out, and they get, the third cause of death is when, because of the fact that the first cause of death is heart attacks and auto accidents. The second cause of death is, third cause of death is from prescriptions. And it's not the doctor's fault. It's from prescription medication. Prescription medication has to balance off with your metabolism. There's four types of metabolism. So poor, rapid, ultra-rapid, and normal. So if somebody has a poor metabolism, that doesn't mean that they're unhealthy or whatever it may be. They just have to adapt to their particular type of metabolism. The only way to be able to know what type of metabolism you have is to be able to get what's called a PGX test. P as in Peter, G as in George, X, which is pharmacogenetic testing. It's a simple cheek swab. It's a saliva test. And that saliva test goes out to our laboratory, there's more than one laboratories, and the laboratory determines what type of metabolism you have, the person has. And the doctor, if he really knows what he's doing, he's going to be able to prescribe according to your metabolism. So when my company actually does the testing, we send a report back to the doctor, and it tells the doctor what type which prescription that person really needs. Because the only way to know which prescription is beneficial is to be able to join it up with metabolism, with the proper metabolism. I'm losing my voice a little bit. So the thing is, in America, over a third of the population over the age of 45 are diabetic and hypertensive. They have diabetes and high blood pressure. I'm double that age. I'm more than double that age. I don't have anything. I just need more money. Everybody needs more money. No matter how much money you have, you always need more. Because if you have more, you spend more. So it's a vicious cycle. Anyhow, I'm not complaining. I'm just happy to be healthy and happy and be able to do. I can dance all night. You know, I love Latin dancing. And my major home, I have more than one home site, but my major home is in Miami. And all the Cuban clubs that I love and perpetuate. And I've been going to those clubs since they opened, maybe. I don't know. That's since they opened. But if I can dance all night and keep on going, I can play tennis 24/7. I'm a lousy tennis player, but I love the exercise. So let's move right along. Let's talk about how to really be healthy. Okay, the human body is 85% water. The cells of the body and the organs are bathed in what's called interstitial fluid, and which is really water. And water, folks, sorry to tell you this, but water worldwide is contaminated. It all started way back in, let's say, early 1900s, when they invented the internal combustion engine, that's the automobile engine, and then trucks and buses and planes and all these emissions. Over the years, that's why cancer, which was hardly existent, really, believe it or not, when I was a little kid, cancer was hardly existing in our society. Now, almost every family is hit by cancer. So a lot of it comes because of breathing in all that carbon, all that cancer-causing elements from exhaust. And also, everything we buy is loaded down with sugar from the food manufacturers, so that they can sell more product. To make it taste sweeter, people buy more. Now, candy and cake and so forth and so on, but not a lot of it, you know, just some, okay? But the thing I do not do, I do not drink soda. I only drink Kangen water, which is Japanese water technology. Kangen is K-A-N-G-E-N. So I've been drinking ever since I met Dr. Shinya, Hiromi Shinya. I was on a medical convention in Tokyo, I don't know, about 24 years ago. And a gentleman walked up to me in the lobby and said, "Are you Dr. Barton?" I said, "Yes, how do you know it's me?" So he held up a newspaper, Japanese newspaper, and my picture was on the front of the paper in Japan. How come my picture was on the front of the paper? Because it said I was wanted for bank robbery. No, I'm only kidding. Because it said this doctor from Miami was now at a medical convention in Tokyo. And if you really want to be healthy, go over to the convention and try to talk to Dr. Barton. And it said it like that in the Japanese newspaper. Anyhow, let's get back to a couple of things with regard to healthcare. Number one, if you really want to be healthy, you need to drink what's called Kangen water, K-A-N-G-E-N. Now, Dr. Shinya, Hiromi Shinya, is a world-renowned gastroenterologist because he's the fellow who invented colonoscopy. He invented colonoscopy. Dr. Shinya, Hiromi, a Japanese gentleman, Hiromi Shinya. Okay, so you want to be healthy, you need to drink pure water. Kangen water is made from a little machine at a company called Enagic, based in Osaka, Japan. So that company produces a machine that can actually stand on your kitchen counter. It's a little bit bigger than a toaster. It hooks up to your tap water, and it restructures the tap water into pure water. Just when creation occurred, when the world was created, everything was pure. The oceans were pure, the streams and the rivers and so forth and so on. Now everything, no matter what it is, wherever there's water out there, it's contaminated because mankind contaminated it. So if you really want to be healthy, this is no joke, folks. The water machine, the Kangen machine, which stands on your kitchen counter, is about $4,000. Which $4,000 compared to living a healthy, happy life, but a lot of people just don't have $4,000 extra or even on hand. So the way the company does it, in Magic, pay it off. You don't need credit or anything like that. You could pay off the machine with maybe $500 down and something like $120 a month. Anyhow, it's water, folks. If you really want to be healthy, you need to drink Kangen water, and you need to be able to let the cells of your body and your organs be washed in and out thoroughly with pure water. That's the secret. The secret of healthy longevity is you need to drink pure water, and a lot of it. Not just a sip of water here and there. Follow so far? All right, let me tell you a little bit also. Listen to this. I already told you that around the turn of the century, the internal combustion engine was developed, and then cancer-causing things. So now comes the time where you can actually restart your life. You want to restart? You want to get a jumper? Like a car needs a battery jumper? Get a jump on your life, folks. Longevity is increasing. People are living longer, sicker. Living longer, sicker. And I told you before, like when I was a kid growing up in America, you hardly ever heard about someone you knew or some relative getting cancer. These days, as I said before, any family has been spared. I'm going to tell you how to do it, what I said before, restart your life. Restart the lives of your loved ones. But first, I need to tell you a little bit about my favorite person. Me. How do you like that? I'm the proud holder of 3 graduate degrees, pharmacy, chiropractic, and medicine. I'm also a veteran of the United States Air Force. Oh, almost forgot. I formerly practiced medicine in Miami Beach and Nassau, Bahamas for 23 years. My offices were located at what I had set up in a hotel called La Playa Health Resort in the Seacoast Towers in Miami Beach. I went to all those schools because I didn't want to go to work. No, I couldn't resist that. I actually grew up in my daddy's old-time drugstore, and my father was a fantastic teacher, and I was learning the metric system, how to measure quantity, liquids and also solids, and how to measure all of that with the metric system. Well, I'm not a mathematician, so it wasn't that easy for me, but I finally was able to learn. By the time I got to pharmacy school, I had a jump start on most of the other students, except there were a number of them also that grew up in their daddy's drugstore. And when I say old-time drugstore, it's not like the store CVS and all that goes around. It was really a drugstore, and most of them had a soda fountain in it. So they combined it, and that's how the biggest one of all, I forgot the name, I can't remember the name of that big drug store chain. I'll think of it in a minute. Anyhow, let's get back to that you need to know how to be healthy. Don't drink soda. Listen to this. Dark colored sodas. The color gets the color from what's called phosphoric acid. Phosphoric acid actually robs the bones of minerals. So osteoporosis and bone fractures, hip, knee, so forth and so on, back fractures, more and more of that is happening because people that drink sodas, their bones do not have the resiliency anymore. They become stiff and brittle and crack and break and fracture easy. Phosphoric acid has robbed the bones of minerals. We have minerals in our bones, which we need to keep, not to get rid of them by drinking soda. I never drink soda. Maybe when I was in the Air Force when I was 17, actually. And, you know, maybe as I was growing up, maybe through the 20s, I never drank a lot of soda, but I drank soda, Pepsi especially. So how does Pepsi get the dark color? Pepsi, Coke, and Dr. Brown, the dark-colored sodas, they get the dark color because the manufacturers add phosphoric acid. And as I said before, phosphoric acid to the soda, but it also robs the bones of minerals. You know, sometimes I use a script when I do these shows, but today I'm not using the script because I can't find the script. I'm in a jovial mood, folks. It's Friday, TGIF. Thank God for Friday. Why is this day different than any other day? Anyhow, let me tell you something about the physiology of water. Kangen water. Listen carefully. The Kangen water has several... Now, you may not understand some of this, but I'll tell you at the end what it all means. Lower surface tension, reduced molecular cluster size and hexagonal shape. Negative oxidation reduction potential, ORP. Alkaline pH from hydroxyl ions and ionic alkalized minerals, and the ability to deliver bicarbonates to the blood. What? Do you understand what I just said? No, of course nobody understands it. But the thing is this, that water and the physiology of Kangen water, everything has a physiology. Physiology means the workings of the cells, so forth and so on. I better speed up because we're going to be running out of time. We got off to a little bit of a late start. So when the thing is this, with the stomach acid, let's say in Kangen water, the stomach maintains its pH at around 0.0 when not digesting food. When we drink high pH hexagonal Kangen water, the water pH decreases when it gets to the stomach, and the stomach pH increases as a result. How high does it go depends upon the amount and the pH of the water we drink. So why am I telling you all about that? There's a lot more to it, but I'm telling you that water, it's not just you turn the faucet on and get a glass of water. There's a much more to it. Don't be stupid. Open up your eyes and ears. So the thing is this, that this other water they advertise, what is that? Dasani water? Dasani water is banned in the UK. Dasani has a cancer-causing substance in it. Pepsi-Cola produces Dasani water. And in America, you can get as much Dasani water as you want because it's all about money, because we're a capitalistic society. Yeah, that's great because I'm a capitalist. I'm not a socialist like somebody I know with blonde hair. He's the socialist. He wants to be a dictator. Moron. I'm really sorry, folks, to get carried away like that on the radio show. But Donald Trump is a moron. I used to really like him. I almost voted for him. God help me. You see the ad for Poland water on TV? It shows it. This pristine spring up in Maine somewhere, and the beautiful flowing water through the rocks and the I almost said palm trees, and the foliage and the beautiful blue sky. Well, they take Poland water from that stream. But that stream is contaminated. The world is contaminated. You don't want to believe it? It's your funeral. Sorry. But I want to keep on living healthy as long as I can. I don't take any kind of medicine because I don't need to. But I take all kinds of nutrients. I've been taking vitamins and minerals all my life ever since I was a kid growing up. My dad's pharmacy, and my dad made a vitamin. It was a liquid called Supertone Forte, and it had vitamin A, B, C, D. And I was raised on vitamins because my dad knew enough about it. So thank God for everything. Thank God for my wonderful parents. Thank God for my life. Thank God for my wonderful family. Thank God for the pets, cats and dogs that I've had throughout my life. Okay, getting back to the Kangen water, folks. There's a lot more to it. Let me give you the number to call for more information. I give it out only once. Ready? You have to write your name. When you call that number, whoever answers, it's our home office in Fort Lauderdale. You call 561. We just changed the number. 561. Let me give you the number. 863 area, 509-9059. That's actually the phone that I use to do the broadcasting, which I'm on now. So I can't remember the other number right now. But you can call 863-509-9059 anytime. And if I don't answer the phone, whoever else answers, just leave your name and number clearly, slowly. Don't ask any questions, because the people, usually they answer. They don't have the time, but they don't have the answers also for you. Okay? So I want to talk to you just about, for a minute, about fracking. F-R-A-C-K-I-N-G. Fracking is the petroleum industry is breaking through the Earth's crust in America to try to find more oil deposits so they can make more money. Like I said before, it can't just be about money. So fracking is destroying the water in the reservoirs. The reservoirs are... Okay, folks, we've got a 90-second warning just now. You might have heard it. So remember, we broadcast every Friday at high noon Eastern time, 9 a.m. Pacific time. So tune in next Friday. We'll get an earlier start, be able to give you more information, and be able to add more healthy, happy years to your life. If anybody knows how to do that, and anybody knows how to talk about it, it's me. I know it. I have the answers, folks. Okay? So in a minute left, let me say to all my Latin friends back home in Miami, Disfrute un fin de semana, which means have a happy, healthy weekend. And to also my Dr. Moskowitz in Borough Park, Brooklyn, who's part of the Hasidic Jewish element, or population, sorry, Jewish element, in that part of Brooklyn. And I'm going to say, Baruch Hashem, keep on living a healthy, happy life, and keep on helping people. And let's all pray for peace and harmony in the world, and get rid of all these crazy people that want to just kill others and do all kinds of terrible things. God gave us life to enjoy. It's a precious, priceless commodity. Our lives are precious. Good health to you all. Adios.